Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he'd always done, giving thanks to his God. When King Darius took over from King Nebuchadnezzar, he found Daniel to be a very effective administrator, so he gave him more and more responsibilities. This stirred up the envy of other leaders who were determined to bring Daniel down a peg or two. However, they had a problem because no one could find anything for which to criticize him. He was said to be faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. The only way they could trip him up was by introducing a new law which said that no one could pray to anyone other than the king. The king duly passed this law, and the penalty for disobeying it was to be thrown into a den of lions, a horrifying way to die. Daniel was in the habit of praying three times a day, and nothing was going to stop him. He was therefore arrested and thrown into the lion enclosure. It's clear that King Darius thought highly of Daniel and was eager to save him, but there was nothing he could do. The night that Daniel was in the lion's den, King Darius couldn't sleep a wink, and first thing in the morning he anxiously went to visit the den. He cried out, asking whether Daniel's God had saved him, and Daniel confirmed that he had. The king was overjoyed and responded by worshipping God and ordering that Daniel's accusers and their families should be thrown to the lions. Daniel's courage was remarkable. Although he knew that his beliefs would make him a target for those who hated him, he was not willing to compromise. He stayed true to his beliefs. There's an old song which runs, "Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known." Like Daniel, we live in a society where serving God is out of step with the majority of people. And like Daniel, we need to find the courage to stand alone. We need to dare to be a Daniel. So let me ask you a question. In what situation might you need to stand alone as a Christian? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you give us your strength as we live for you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss? Hey, call me when you get a sec. 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 Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.